This is episode number 2103 of the Who Cares News for Monday, December 6th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Oh, swinging at the box office, there were no new releases. Everybody's waiting now because the new release is coming out for West Side Story on Friday, and then the new Spider-Man movie. So there's something to go see at the movies. This weekend, Disney's animated musical Fable Encanto has again notched the number one spot on domestic box office charts. In its second weekend, Encanto collected $12.38 million. In the U.S. and Canada, that marks a 54% drop from its debut and pushes the week's two-week film total to $57.6 million domestically. So there you go. The decline of roughly 50% between its first and second weekend is in line with Disney's recent Thanksgiving releases, such as 2016's Moana and Coco in 17, and Ralph Breaks the Internet in 2018, and Frozen 2 even in 2019, prior to the pandemic, all those about 50% or more from week one to week two. So, you know, there you go. Thought I'd point that out.
Thanks. Yeah,
nothing's changed. Oh, by the way, House of Gucci and Sony's Ghostbusters Afterlife reboot all followed as in their second weekends.
So House of Gucci...
Yeah.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Is it doing okay?
It's doing all right. I mean, you know, everything is, nothing is doing all right in the film business. There's nobody going to the theater, what can I say? But yeah, it's doing okay. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News, kids. That's what you came here to hear.
That's it.
By golly, what's going on? Here's Morgan.
Well, at one point, and we're not exactly too sure when, but Martha Stewart says Larry King got amorous.
Amorous?
Yes.
Not Larry King.
They were on a date.
Oh, come on. They were not on a date. He was married to... Okay.
No, but this obviously was not recently.
Okay. What?
It's been a hot minute.
Okay. Hey. And Larry's dead, so there's that. I guess she can speak of the dead.
I guess she's Martha Stewart. She's going to speak about whatever she wants to. So on Thursday, she spilled the tea about a date she went on with Larry, and the two dined at Elio's in New York City.
Oh my!
Where Larry got romantic and heads turned. That's what Martha told Annie Cohen. Anyway, I watch What Happens Live.
Oh, okay.
She said, "I thought we were just talking about journalism, etc. And then he sort of got a little amorous.
A little amorous. Said. They must have been.
Everybody was noticing I was out with Larry King, and Larry King was not my type romantically, if you get what I mean." Well, that could be in a lot of things.
Well,
Martha.
We could be that, yeah. But Martha Stewart, I mean, really, I think Martha's saying this just to make herself look hip. Don't you?
Yeah,
I do not picture Larry King hitting on Martha Stewart. I don't care when.
Now, Cohen said that he had it on good authority that Larry was like Frank Sinatra.
Uh-huh.
Well endowed.
Oh, well endowed.
She said, "Oh, really?" She replied, "Well, I never got to know that."
Well, Martha, because she would have been spilling that tea. Oh, my goodness.
Now, Martha did not, she didn't say when the encounter took place.
No.
But she also did spill that she does indeed have a boyfriend.
Well, she's got a boyfriend, huh? Well,
no details. No details were forthcoming.
Allowed. Yeah, I mean, you know, so... Martha Stewart's like in her early 70s. So this stuff with Larry King could have happened decades and decades.
It probably did. Yeah.
So, grain of salt, kids. Don't get your panties in a wad. You know, Martha Stewart was not wrecking any homes at Larry King's house. He was doing plenty of that on his own.
Can you believe that it's been 15 years? 15. Since Paris Hilton was photographed inside of a car with Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, wow.
Forever cementing a moment in pop culture history that defined the early aughts.
Yeah. That's sad when you think about it. Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan in a car together. It's actually kind of a joke when you think about it. Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, and Britney Spears walking to a bar. I'm kidding.
Didn't Britney Spears
and all
get
of them
left
except
there?
Paris are now on going to AA. But that's okay.
Yeah, on the latest episode of her This Is Paris podcast.
Oh my God, she's got a podcast. Of course she does.
Well, she described in awe at the amount of time that's flown by since that fateful night out, saying, "It just blows my mind.
It just blows my mind. It's so hot." 15 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Historic image, which was taken in 2006,
uh-huh.
which just drives me nuts. It's an historic image, but
This is historic because, you know, I mean, first, they didn't like each other. That was number one. I remember that. And number two, the fact that they would be out together. That was kind of weird when you think about it.
True.
And at that time, guess what? There was no Kim Kardashian.
No.
Is that weird? To think of a world without Kim Kardashian. But she was right around the damn corner from that time. I'll tell you what, it wasn't long after that that she was hanging out with Paris.
So looking back, Paris marveled at how much the trio have grown up.
Oh, my.
They've addressed both Lindsay's recent engagement announcement.
Oh, that's right.
To Bader Shamas and the termination of Britney's 13-year conservatorship.
Yep. And Paris got married, too. Look what's happened to our girls in 15 years.
My, how they've grown.
They're all in their 40s now. Well, Lindsay's not.
Is Paris 40? She
turned
40. Isn't that
she's
crazy?
She's the oldest.
Yeah.
She's like 41. Britney just turned 40 last week.
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan's in her 30s. This is the deal. 15 years went by like that. Like that, people. And you know what?
Boom.
In 15 years,
uh-huh.
Halle Berry still looks the same. She does. She looks just as wonderful as she did 15 years ago.
Who kept her age well until... You know, fairly recently, Sophia Loren.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophia Loren.
That's going to be the Halle Berry. I'm telling you,
Halle Berry's going to be Sophia Loren.
So Sophia Loren looks older now.
Well, she's like a
but she
100.
Was well into her sixties and seventies. Actually, even her 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, okay.
That'll be Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Halle Berry will hold that.
It's interesting. You see pictures, and I know this because, you know, stalker. When you see pictures of Halle Berry when she's in her 20s, she looks very childlike. She's got a really kind of a baby face. Uh-huh. But I think she's grown into that. I don't think she's done any fillers or anything like that. I don't think so. But, you know, time is time. We'll see.
I think she's going to look fabulous when she's 70.
She's going to look fabulous all the time. Anyway, that just made my day. Yeah. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow, kids. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.